This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's really go. We've all gotten together here to share information, advice, and fun. So if you're interested in information, fine. If you're interested in advice, fine. If you're interested in fun, fine. Have some fun. Jennifer Horn is here. Roberta Fasanelli, full of fun. Ken Kronhaus. We'll be along in about, what, 5, 6, 7 minutes?
No.
Ken Kessler's here,
though.
We've got two KKs. If we put them together, we'd have four KKs, which is one K better than a...
Yeesh.
Yeah.
Yeesh. Leonardo DiCaprio and Paris Hilton have shied away from the Kardashians.
I can't imagine why.
Really? Apparently... there is a film, Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
It's their TV show.
Connected with the television show. I thought there was they were making a movie, too, of this. No? That's not true?
Oh, no, no.
No?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Oh, yeah, there'll be one. Sooner or later, there'll be one. Anyway, so for whatever the reason, there was a party in some big deal place in L.A. over the weekend. This is a daytime event. Most famous for guests getting carried away with champagne spraying. And there was a scene as Brody Jenner was DJing at the party with his father, who really looks weird. You seen a picture of Bruce Jenner lately?
Yeah, he's got lots of weird surgery. He's grown his hair out. It's really bizarre.
Anyway,
he shaved his Adam's apple.
They were trying to get the famous people who were there, like DiCaprio and like Paris Hilton, to be in on the shoot, and they said, no, don't want to. Don't like it. Don't want anything to do with the Kardashians.
Wouldn't be prudent.
Yeah, it wouldn't be prudent.
Well, Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian used to be best friends, and now they do not like each other at all.
No.
And why? Leonardo DiCaprio, way too big of a star to be on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah, right.
Come on.
Yeah, come on. All right, let's see if we can figure out those of you who are interested in the World Cup going to Brazil, land of soccer, sun, and sky high prices. If you have not priced a trip this summer on an airplane going anywhere, whether domestic or international, yesterday I got a couple of tickets to fly to L.A. next month because my daughter wants to see me and my son wants to see me, so... Of course, Dad goes to California. The normal... Now, this
is... You know, if they want to see you, maybe they should pay for your ticket. You should tell them.
I'll send that note right along to them, Jennifer. This is a very interesting reality in terms of price. Normally, during the winter, when I go back and forth, what, every week or 10 days, it's maybe $300, $320, something like that. $528 for one day, and because I missed it by a day, $586.
That's pretty good. I mean, I was looking at airfares for New York, and they're all around that same price, even some into the 600s. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and this is, by the way, I'm not going until about 5 weeks from now.
Right.
That's how far out. So anyway, back to Brazil. A lot of Latin American nations love the Americans. U.S. dollar goes very far. Brazil is astoundingly expensive. If your budget is not busted by the flight or the hotel, it costs $17 for a cheeseburger there, $35 for a pepperoni pizza.
Holy moly.
How about that? And this is even before the World Cup is...
So pack snacks is what you're saying if you go, right?
Well, apparently that would be the thing to do. I don't know. People get all excited about this sort of thing, like they do the football, the Super Bowl, right? Same kind of thing, one way or another. All right, let's see, what else do we have here that is of interest and importance? Roberta, you've been very quiet this morning.
And
yes, you have, and perhaps that's because that's why. But we just found out why she's been... She's working with Donald Duck. The story about this I'm going to get to this in a moment, all right? Maybe in the next half hour, because it needs some time. Dr. Ken is here in this half hour, Dr. Joy Brown in the next half hour. But I also want to dig around into this bridge in Delaware and what actually happened. Maybe I don't want to make this overly dramatic. But if you've heard the story...
Is this going to get a name? Because every bridge problem has a name.
Well, this is Stupidgate. What they've done is a contractor over the last two or three years have been dumping dirt underneath the bridge to the point where there's so much dirt there that it has caused the bridge to tilt because the weight of the dirt has moved the pylons in such a way that it's impossible under the circumstances because most of these bridges are built with pylons into the, if there's ledge or there's rock or something, they go all the way down that far. Apparently in this area there isn't any, so you only can go down so far, and if you put, they have these sort of influences on it, then it's going to have an impact. Why nobody thought about that before they told this guy to dump all the dirt there, but the bridge is literally twisting and turning because of the amount of dirt underneath it. So now they're going to have to get the dirt out of there, and they're going to have to work engineering-wise to straighten out the bridge. Can you imagine what kind of a fiasco that's going to be? Woo!
And what kind of trouble are these people going to be in? I mean, come on.
Somebody must have known they were doing it. Dr. Ken, right around the corner here on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Mass. It was Boston.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app, it doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give us an upset stomach. After eating, what do I do when I have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances the body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at AutoZone when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a Fram oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Lumber Liquidators has great news. Three major flooring manufacturers liquidated their excess hardwood, so now you get the deals with their major brand hardwood buyout sale. Get pre-finished hardwood flooring like beautiful three-quarter inch solid Brazilian cherry for just $279 a square foot. Hand-scraped bamboo for $179, even gunstock oak at a ridiculous $169. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Get special 15-month financing plus more incredible deals at your local store. But hurry, these amazing deals are only available Thursday through Monday.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with an update on some of the important news, medical news, things that we are following or ought to be following anyway, things that make you go bump. in the night. I am very interested to get your take on some of the paperwork headaches that are being reported this week. There's a document provided to some of the news media suggesting, Ken, that at least 2 million enrollees have glitches in their applications that could jeopardize their coverage. In other words, this would be a way for the insurance companies, once again, like they did when this whole thing got started, to cancel your coverage. So it could be that they're all crowing about having 2 million. Well, they say they have 8 million, which is not really true. There may have been 2 million new enrollees, but this could bring it down to zero.
Well, I would not be surprised. In fact, our office, due to regulations that are coming down from Washington, we're totally going electronic so that we don't get penalized. And when
how much is that costing you?
Oh, how much is it costing me? Yeah. Well, it's costing me a significant amount. Believe it or not, the government is paying for some of it. They're giving doctors up to about $40,000 per provider. But
the government isn't paying for a thing. You are paying for it. I'm paying for it. And every listener who's listening to this program is paying for
it. And
it
only pays a fraction of it. And then we have to very dutifully give exact details back to them so we get credit for it. And this is of an incredibly precise procedure. So I can imagine that people getting into the electronic website to give their information, you make any tiny little error, it's not perfect, it's not going to work, and that's what's happening right now.
And then there is the report from the VA. There's a lawmaker this week that says as many as 3,000 patients in New Mexico who are supposed to be going to a VA clinic there were assigned to a doctor who never actually saw them. As a matter of fact, there's some question about whether the doctor actually worked at the VA.
Exactly. It's sad. This is just not one VA. This is a widespread problem of fraud. People are trying to get their bonus by showing that the times to see a doctor are exceeding what the expectation is. This is total fraud. These people, I told you this months ago, should be in jail. Yeah. And this story breaks my heart. Literally, I trained in several VAs. I'm entirely grateful for the good work of so many people there, but this is just horrible. And something needs to be done here.
All right, let's talk about what's going on.
Give them vouchers so they can go into the private sector, and that's what needs to happen, competition.
The warm weather is bringing health officials around to cautioning against some new kind of brain-eating amoeba.
As weather and water heat up, Doug, the threat of Naegleria filariae, it's a brain-eating amoeba that thrives in warm, fresh water, rises. It can affect swimmers by traveling up their nose to the brain and spinal cord, causing an infection known as primary amoebic meningoencephalitis. Although the infections are rare, mostly they're deadly.
Good God. Dr. Ken brought to you, let's talk about something more pleasant.
Absolutely.
Like something that will help get rid of the bags, the puffiness under your eyes. Genucel, the story, please, Dr. Ken.
Ladies, are you tired of trying wrinkle creams that simply don't work? And what about those bags under your eyes? That's why Genucel with instant effects is different. Genucel uses Isoril and state-of-the-art stem cell technology to target bags and puffiness under the eyes, and the results are incredible. You can also say goodbye to the fine lines and crow's feet around your eyes. In fact, you'll see results in 12 hours or your money back. Chamonix has been making the most effective all-natural skincare for 15 years. Chamonix products work better than anything you've ever used, and the results are transformative. Genucel is simply amazing, so stop the guessing game and start looking younger today. You'll see results in 12 hours and a complete transformation of your skin in 30 days or your money back.
Here's how you order Genucel. Call 800-822-6145. Order right now and get the legendary Esotique Wrinkle Treatment absolutely free by mentioning Dr. Ken, dialing 800-822-6145. In other words, this is the way to combat wrinkles and facial lines. No Botox, Roberta. No surgery. Just apply Genucel. 800-822-6145. You got nothing to lose except those bags of puffiness and the lines around your eyes. 800-822-6145.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Music Television Awards, CMT Awards, the video of the year goes to Carrie Underwood. See you again. What can you tell us in an update on this and her, Jen Jen?
Well, this song that we're listening to right now is the band Perry. It's called Done. They won for Group Video of the Year.
Right.
Carrie Underwood, See You Again. She does some really intricate, great videos. And again, these are all about the videos. Less about the music, more about the videos. So no surprise, she won again this year for the, what, third time in a row, did you say?
Did I say that?
Third straight video of the year. Yep.
Okay.
She wins a lot because she does these really cinematic, creative videos.
All right, let's see here. Cassidy Pope, why do I remember her name?
She won The Voice, actually, on Team Play.
Oh, that was it. Okay. Right.
So she's brand
Michael,
new.
Do we have no other music from the thing than this?
Also, Florida Georgia Line won Duo Video of the Year for Round Here.
I noticed that Lionel Richie won with Luke Bryan.
Lionel Richie had a whole album of country music this year. He did duets of some of his classic songs, and so the CMT Performance of the Year was Luke Bryan and Lionel Richie doing All Night Long.
I think Michael's just trying to annoy me. Why don't you just stop, Michael? Just don't play the music. It's too loud. Whatever, so we can hear what Jennifer's saying. Anyway, what else in terms of winners?
Well, we mentioned Blake Shelton earlier. So Male Video of the Year went to Blake, doing what she likes. And these guys are a power couple. Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert seem to win these male-female categories at every award show.
Which show is he a judge on?
He's the judge on The Voice. He's the one that took Cassidy Pope from her rock roots to country, and she's having a great, obviously very successful career already winning awards.
Mm-hmm.
But Miranda Lambert, the wife of Blake Shelton, won Female Video of the Year for the song Automatic, which I think you'd really like, Dougie. It's kind of about stepping back and going back to how things were when things were a little bit slower, not so fast all the time.
Right. Yeah. All right. So this is a certain amount of entertainment value here. I'm, as you can tell by my lack of enthusiasm, I'm not an expert. I don't have a feeling for most of the current country. I cut my teeth as a broadcaster when I was a teenager, hosting a program in Tiffin, Ohio, where I went to school, called the Double T Roundup, which, as it turns out today, when I listen to country music stations, they are, as has been the case with so many other sorts of stations, pop music is divided into eras. And the country, what they call classic country, which goes back to the late 50s, 60s, early 70s, that's the kind of stuff that I remember playing and liking a whole lot. Eddie Arnold and
Classic
Lynn Anderson.
Country's fantastic. The current country is very pop-oriented, but more than that, I think if you're a fan, if you were a fan of like folk music and the 70s, like a folky sound, you would like today's country music.
I would.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. So I don't.
Well, you haven't given it. I mean, you listen to it in little three-minute snippets here. You should give it a chance.
Well, country music has become very popular in Boston. Last year, during the rating periods, there was one time, actually, that country music won.
Mm-hmm.
And in Boston, that seems astounding.
As it was in number one format for music in the country.
Yes, and there are a lot of crossover listeners between conversation radio, spoken word formats, and country, for whatever the reason. More so than classic hits, and more so than AC, and more so than classical. See, I would have thought that people who are interested, excuse me, in the sort of discussion of the news of the day, et cetera, would be older, more mature, sometimes more well-educated, and into that category fits classical music and classical music listeners. So it's an interesting, it's fun to see how all of these pieces fit together. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Meet AARP's new president of the board, Janine English. Today, she shares some of AARP's top priorities, including the necessity for good health care.
We have more and more people that are going to need more and more care. And so it's not just the Affordable Care Act, but it's also really focusing on patient-centered care and making sure that we're just not having more and more tests that cost more and more money without quality care. So we'll continue to follow up on that.
And financial security.
Given the fact that we have pensions that in many cases are going away, recognizing that we have to provide other avenues for people to have financial security as they age and making sure that that starts when people are young.
Ms. English takes over for 2 years. Read about her and AARP's priorities on our website. That's Primetime Focus brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Buyers at Lumber Liquidators just secured unheard-of deals direct from the mills on top-quality laminate and vinyl flooring for their laminate and vinyl flooring liquidation sale going on until this Tuesday. I'm talking over 80 different laminate floors on sale, 12 under 80 cents a square foot, including donor oak for just 49 cents. Get great deals on bamboo and hardwood flooring, too, like pre-finished solid red oak for just $2.59 and 10% off Morningstar bamboo. Go to LumberLiquidators.com right now and find the store nearest you.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at AutoZone when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a Fram oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Roberta Fasanelli is here. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. Richie's at a convention.
And I'm sure he's missing us.
Yeah. All right, so a little behind the scenes just for fun, because it is fun most of the time. Dr. Joy Brown is going to join us in a few minutes to help us change the way we deal with mean people. So I'm thinking that sort of popped into my mind because Michael and I are having a little tete-a-tete about some technical issues, and he wasn't back in the studio when we normally start, so I figured we were done. He just walked out and went home.
That would have actually been so fun, Michael. You should have done it. You should go right now.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so hello. Welcome back to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So the story of Annette Bosworth. Anybody know who Annette Bosworth is? Ring a bell?
No.
Ding, ding, ding. A little bell, but I can't remember.
She's was a candidate for the Senate seat in South Dakota. Election this past week, last Tuesday. The primary season is now pretty much in full force. There's usually, half a dozen states that are having primaries each Tuesday. And the story about Annette Bosworth doesn't include much good luck. She's had a bad couple of days this week. Less than 24 hours after she lost her bid for the Senate seat, she was arrested.
Oh.
On felony fraud charges that were apparently related to her campaign. The attorney general in South Dakota charged her with 6 counts of perjury, 6 counts of filing false documents, and all this related to her election campaign. The fellow who says the attorney general is Marty Jackley. He claims Ms. Bosworth fraudulently attested to gathering voter signatures when she was really on a mission trip to the Philippines. The election complaints received by the Secretary of State involve conduct that is serious, deliberate, and must be addressed in order to preserve the integrity of our elections. Yeah, we need to preserve the integrity of elections where people can walk into a voting booth without any identification, claim they're anybody, and vote for as many times as you want, many different precincts as you want. Just come up with a name, somebody that you know has just died. It's like Chicago all over again. And these phony bullies, but I don't know anything about
it. I could have voted for my entire family on Tuesday.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
They wouldn't have blinked an eye.
So these, I don't know whether Ms. Bosworth is a cheat, a crook, a liar, a thief, but I will tell you, for somebody to have the audacity to say something as stupid as we have to have a deliberate and orderly conducting of business at the polls, and people must know their vote is safe. Huh? How do you get there when there every time you turn around, there's another suit? Maybe that's an exaggeration, but frequently there's a suit or there's somebody who's chasing authorities around or the system around because the lack of credibility or being able to be held responsible. You can pretty much do anything you want in the states that don't require ID. Anything. So this guy makes a mockery of the system. Again, I don't know anything about Bosworth, but anyone who says something like that in an era when you can go in without any identification and vote under many number of circumstances is preposterous. So anyway, I saw that and it really kind of ticked me off, as you can tell. So there. Now I feel better. Everybody else feel better?
Yes.
All right, Roberta, yeah. What ticks you off this morning? Let's see if we can help Michael feel better. What ticks you off this morning?
That it's rainy and foggy and cold and disgusting this morning.
Okay, that's New York City.
I work to do outdoors. No, I'm in Rhode Island right now.
Oh, in Rhode Island, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so Kenny, what about you? What really is disgusting or ticking you off today?
The news media, the way everybody is all over this Bergdahl thing where nobody really knows anything.
Mm-hmm.
But they very quickly, right out of the chute last weekend, decided everything that there was to do with this story and where they stood and who's right and who's wrong.
Right. Jennifer?
It just makes it all so angry.
What's ticking you off?
Michael.
Yeah.
No. Michael.
No, I'm actually upset about Bergdahl for a different reason. I was reading a story this morning talking about how he asked several people what would happen to him if people found his military gear outside the base. He shipped up all of his stuff and sent it home, his computer and everything, before he took off.
Yeah.
And it just, the amount of life.
So he had planned that he was going to leave.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. This is part of what bugs me, because all of these stories are leaking out. Everybody that was over there in his unit is under oath not to reveal any information. So nobody knows where all this stuff is even coming from.
So why are they under oath?
A couple of people in his unit were on Megyn Kelly's show last night, and that's where the story was. So apparently they got around the oath, I guess.
Well, then combined or in conjunction with this, the videos of that couple that have been missing.
Yeah, they have this kid who are stuck over there.
That's been around for almost 2 years. Why is it this hasn't been part of the news cycle?
The videos haven't been around.
Well, the
story been out. They've been out gallivanting around a war zone in Afghanistan, and they got captured, and the videos were only released this week.
But doesn't it seem likely that it would have made a better deal, Monday morning quarterbacking and all, to have put these people in? How many other folks are the Taliban holding on to that are Americans? Anybody know? Beside this family, mother, father, and child?
I don't know, but now the story is out. Michael actually turned me on to this one.
Yeah.
That now, I mean, the thought is, and this makes perfect sense, that the Taliban will start kidnapping our people while we're still over there because they know they can negotiate now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, there you go. So more kidnappings to come. Isn't that sweet? What a great headline that is. All right, so let's see here. Nobody asked me what... Michael, I didn't ask you what ticked you off. What ticked you off?
I'm fine.
Oh, you're good. Oh, perfect. Here's the thing that ticked me off when I saw it earlier. Research finding evidence of nearly 800 more young people believed to be buried in a mass grave in Ireland along the side of a Catholic orphanage. You remember the movie... Or was it earlier this year, late last year, Philomena?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yep.
That's what that story was about.
It was Judy
true
Dench,
story.
I think.
Judy Dench
was in it. Amazing movie.
Yeah, it was a great movie. So there is. They have found this week evidence of 800 children buried in a mass grave next to this former orphanage. And
wow.
Once they went in there, there was no telling what happened. I mean, there were even some people suggesting that the nuns were selling organs, killing these kids and selling organs off. Can you imagine?
Wow.
I don't know that that's true, but it's no matter what.
The mass grave, was it they all were killed or all died at the same time, or they were just in different times
they'll
and
do,
just all put in there?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure there'd be some DNA stuff or whatever it is they do.
The story was not that they were killing babies. They were selling them to make money.
Mm-hmm.
They were
right.
Selling babies for adoption and, you know.
Well, but there were some of these, right, that some of these... they weren't orphanages and not monasteries. What's the other? What am I looking for? A seminary. Anyway, something that's connected to the church that has supposedly been. I mean, some of these schools even supposedly built to be helpful. And look what happened. So it's kind of weird stuff. 888-302-3684 email to any of us.
Seven's what makes you mad day.
Yes, it is. All right, so you know what? We're going to fix that, though.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we want to talk to Dr. Joy Brown about what it is that you can do to try to get along better with people who are not very nice. So we'll figure that out in a moment here on Good Day.
In 1936, Leonard saved big Benjamins on his automobile insurance with Geico. He did the jitterbug all over town.
In 1955, Sally was tickled pink over her savings with Geico. It was super swell. In 1972, Melissa rode the peace train all the way to San Francisco with her Geico savings. What a groovy time.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
Lumber Liquidators has great news. Three major flooring manufacturers liquidated their excess hardwood, so now you get the deals with their major brand hardwood buyout sale. Get pre-finished hardwood flooring like beautiful three-quarter inch solid Brazilian cherry for just $279 a square foot. Hand-scraped bamboo for $179, even gunstock oak at a ridiculous $169. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Get special 15-month financing plus more incredible deals at your local store. But hurry, these amazing deals are only available Thursday through Monday.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg.
Today we're going to talk about Superman and Batman and Aquaman and the Green Lantern and the X-Men and Captain Avenger and Captain America and Spider-Man, because what do they all have in common? You know it. Superpowers. And of course, they are heroes. Everybody looks up to them because they have something unique, and they have dedicated that uniqueness to the betterment of the world. And we are so happy that we spend our money to watch them. And of course, you look at yourself and you say, eh, what superpowers do I have? I'm not a hero to anybody. Well, of course you do, because the thing about these superheroes is it is a unique power, and you have that. Oh, maybe you can't fly through the air. I understand that. But everything that you do, every opportunity that you have to use a skill and a tactic that you have that nobody else does, and a talent, that's your superpower. Show it off. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. Now, 14 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, where we're trying to figure out how to deal with mean people. Dr. Joy Brown is here, joining Jennifer and Roberta and Kenny and me. You can join her every weekday, noon to 3 Eastern time, at Dr. Joy. Well, you can go to the website. You can go to radioamerica.org. You can go to drjoy.com. You can call and leave a question that you have about how to deal with problems, circumstances in your life, anytime, day or night. Dial 855-99-DR-JOY, and she will answer your question on the air. Kind of a cool way to deal with some of the problems that we have in life, like mean people. I don't know what that sometimes that terminology, Joy, is misunderstood. The motivation with mean people and me is to leave them, not talk to them, not deal with them, not be around them. But that doesn't fix a problem. Somebody suggested that I be more compassionate of their fault. Does that fix it? If you pay attention to or seem to understand mean people, do they change and do they stop being mean?
Well, all right, let's go. First, there are some people that you really can't avoid. You're either married to them or in-laws to them, or you work with them, or they're your kid or something like that. So it's not, avoiding them is always a possibility. But the second is figuring out, and I think what somebody who's encouraging compassion may be asking you is to kind of redefine the problem. That instead of viewing somebody as mean, understand people always do things for a reason. If you can figure out what the reason is, for example, what we sort of understand is that bullies tend to be insecure. So being nice to a bully actually can work, just because if they're feeling no one loves them and they want attention and the only thing to do is to be icky because they can't be loved, then loving somebody might in fact transmogrify somebody from mean to nice.
What about complimenting somebody, Joy? Because when I'm in a situation where I feel like someone's being snarky, if you give someone a genuine compliment, they can't be that way anymore.
Exactly. That one of my theories of life is being stupid and cheerful. The idea of being then in insulting, most insults are sort of under the radar. We have to be a co-conspirator. We have to participate in it to be insulted. So someone says, "Wow, you haven't been getting much sleep, have you?" Instead of saying, "Wow, that's a horrible thing to say," say, "You know, it's so nice that you're thoughtful, and yeah, I'm probably not getting enough sleep." And because to sort of be insulted, you have to be insightful, and you have to figure out that this is probably an insult. But just and as you say, being cheerful and stupid is Teflon. Saying to somebody who says, "Wow, you look like you haven't been getting enough sleep," well, that's so compassionate of you. Thank you so much. How are they going to respond to that? I mean, you've just completely nullified any possibility. I don't think most people are mean. I think most people are protective of their own selves. I think they do things for reasons. So kind of dissecting, deconstructing what their meanness is usually very helpful. And you don't want to give away your power. Saying somebody is mean, it means that they're only going to do mean things to you.
Is it the same solution, whether it's your ex-spouse or an employer who makes your life miserable, there are a lot of people, there are different types of meanness, it would seem to me.
Well, but I think the notion about sort of treating the whole thing as a big joke, if someone says, boy, you look fat, say, you have such a great sense of humor, how's somebody going to respond to that? And there is no response to it. So stupid and cheerful really works more often than it should. You know, Doug, I'm not completely against your notion of if somebody is really, I mean, somebody on the subway who steps on your toe and says, hope that hurt. I mean, that you probably walk away from that person or smile sweetly and step on them with your.
That's what Roberta would do.
Yeah, hit him with your umbrella.
Or you use my favorite Southern response: God bless. Or bless your heart.
No, you don't say. You're saying it wrong. It's bless your sweet little people.
Bless your heart, sweet
little peel picking heart. Y'all come back soon.
All right,
my dead body.
Dealing with mean people. Some suggestions there. Thanks to Dr. Joy Brown. Call her at 855-99 Dr. Joy and leave a question for her to answer.
A nice question.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Isn't it great to hear this? The Indiana Jones theme is not known far and wide. The themes from movies that John Williams has done, perhaps the best known of all the movie themes, don't we think? Get to Jaws, whether it's the Indiana Jones series, Star Wars series. Indiana Jones, by the way, The Last Crusade, number one movie at the box office 25 years ago this week.
I forget any ideas you got about lost cities, exotic travel, and digging up the world. We do not follow maps to bury treasure, and X never, ever marks the spot.
What a great line.
I came here to save you. Oh, yeah? And who's going to come to save you, Junior?
Junior.
I told you. Don't call me Junior.
Hey, I got a question for you, Doug.
Yes, Chugger.
Sean Connery calls him Junior, so what is Indiana Jones' real name, first name?
Same as his father.
Yes, what is it?
Whatever his father's first name, I forget.
Sean.
No. Right.
Henry.
That's it. Henry Jones. That's right, too. Yes, I remember that now.
You know, by the way, 2 weeks ago, I did a revival of Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom for its 30th anniversary at my local community theater.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was incredible. I, for me, the second installment, which is a prequel, is the best one of the series, and it holds up as well as it did in 1980.
I think they're all great.
I had an amazing time watching it.
I think it's amazing. I think they're all amazing, frankly. All right, so anyway, we celebrate Indiana Jones today as we get started with movie music on Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is our movie man, and he has movie news for us in a moment here on Good Day.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Okay, where to?
House hunting with this.
My phone?
With the Realtor.com app.
It's going to find us houses in this neighborhood?
Yep, just circle the area on the map with your finger and bam, all the homes for sale in that area pop up.
Neato. Now what?
Make a left and I'll call a Realtor.
Okay, but use your phone. I want to play with this app. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site. And be sure to work with a Realtor to help guide you through the process. Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
All right, so Chuck. Movie news. I'm looking at something, if you don't mind me injecting
this. Sure,
protesters of the military coup in Thailand are flashing the three-finger salute from Hunger Games in a call for political freedom. Now, I'm not a follower of the Hunger Games. Does that mean something to you and people that are into the Hunger Games series?
Well, I guess the storyline in the Hunger Games is the citizens of where they live are repressed, and that is a symbol of resilience. So I guess they're just following that mantle, which is a good idea in their case.
All right, what else?
Dreamgirls director Bill Condon is going to helm a live-action version of Beauty and the Beast over at Disney. Sounds like a license to print money to me. Other news, Universal moving forward with a sequel to Snow White and the Huntsman. Shawshank Redemption director Frank Darabont might direct. That would be a good coup for the studio. He's one of the best in the business. Kristen Stewart and Chris Hemsworth will return. I liked the first one, but I thought the storyline was pretty thin. And Will Smith, who passed Doug on Independence Day 2 and 3, is going to star in a movie about head injuries or concussions in the NFL. Ridley Scott will produce. I have a feeling that's a film that the NFL doesn't want to see get made.
Yeah, well.
But it is an interesting subject for a feature film, I think.
Yes,
with a big star, it's going to get a lot of publicity and just compound a big problem that the NFL has at this point.
So it was interesting. The FBI is using movie theaters during movie previews, offering a $10,000 reward for information leading to anybody who threatens aircraft in a laser attack. I didn't quite get why they were doing it at the movie theaters. Have you seen one of those in the trailer section?
I have not. That's interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.